Today is January 27th, 2023, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Joseph L. King killed by limb of falling tree. Joseph L. King, 607 Queen Avenue, Fowler of the River Logging Company, was killed about 10 o'clock yesterday morning by a falling limb, which fractured his skull. King, with Johnny Ramsey, had just felled a tree, which in falling bent over a nearby hemlock. He was hit when the tree sprang back and threw a loose limb to the ground. Death was instantaneous, it was believed. The camp is located near Dishpan Bend on the Olympic Highway, several miles north of Hoquiam. Mr. King has been a resident of Hoquiam most of the time since 1912, but spent several years in Colorado, returning here last September. He is survived by his widow, Mrs. Ada C. King, and five children. The body is awaiting funeral arrangements at the Pinnock Parlors. In other news, Wenatchee camp logger killed. Albert Wickerham, 35 years old, logger, died yesterday afternoon on the way to the hospital from injuries received at Camp No. 1 of the Wenatchee Timber Company. He was struck across the body by a falling tree, which kicked back upon striking another tree. Coroner Dr. Lawrence Hopkinson had some difficulty in establishing the identity of Wickerham, as he was practically a stranger in the camp. It was ascertained, however, that he had a daughter, Miss E.B. Wickerham, of McMinnville, Oregon. The body is at the Elderling Funeral Parlors. In other news, Great Northern sells cars for use on harbor. Nine camp cars were purchased at Leavenworth for the Hobie Timber Company, according to Frank Hobie, who returned to the city this week from making the purchase from the Great Northern Timber Company's logging camp at Leavenworth. The cars will be run over to the harbor and will comprise the first camp car unit for the logging of the Cook Creek Timber Tract. Contractors working on the grade for the logging railroad will soon finish their work, according to Hobie, and the actual laying of the rails will start. The new camp cars will arrive in March and will be shunted onto the company's own track. Joe Morgan of the Northwestern Lumber Company of Hoquiam also purchased cars for his company. The Great Northern Timber Company is giving up rail logging and returning to river logging, according to Hobie. The harbor men purchased all the company's cars except two, which were in poor condition. In the city and county news, Mike Thompson, member of a bridge crew repairing a bridge over Damon Creek, was in Hoquiam yesterday getting repair supplies. Traffic to Hump Tulips should use the C.D. Hansen Road, he said, due to the closing of the Copalis Beach Hump Tulips section. Buy a package of cigarettes at the Hoquiam Pool Room and receive show tickets free. W.T. Waite, former principal of Hoquiam High School and now principal and coach at South Bend, arrived yesterday with nine athletes to play the Hoquiam basketball team. They will leave today for Tenino for a game tonight with the high school squad there. Thrown from the carriage at the Donovan Mill No. 2 at Aberdeen, J.H. Vail Sawyer suffered a broken kneecap. Vail lost his balance when the carriage started suddenly, throwing him on the track. He was taken to the Aberdeen General Hospital. Every grade pupil should be in bed at 8 o'clock and every high school pupil at 9 o'clock, five nights a week, according to Dr. Carolyn Hedger, child welfare specialist of Chicago, who lectured in the Aberdeen High School auditorium Thursday night. And finally, letters from Lance Hart, Aberdeen artist studying in Stockholm, Sweden, are to the effect that he has arranged to study in an art school in the capital and is taking great pleasure in his work. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on January 27, 1923. Though the Polson is currently closed until April 1, 2023 to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to invite you to our first Saturday's Polson Presents program held at the Hoquiam Library. Join us February 4th at 2 p.m. when Professor William Woodward presents his lecture, Will the 2020s Roar Like the 1920s? This Humanities Washington-sponsored lecture promises to provide a wealth of broader context to the local stories you enjoy hearing here each week in the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.